Hello, everyone. This is National Consultant Mary Amoytho. I just want to welcome you all to the Sunday Night Business Builder call. I know you guys had an amazing call last week hosted by Executive Consultant Jay Emma with National Consultant and number one income earner Brian McClure on the call. If you did not hear that call, you can listen to the replay at topambitleaders.com. Brian and Jay recapped what had happened at Power Trip this past week, last weekend. And so much has happened since then, it seems like it was weeks ago. But it was a phenomenal event. We had our Vistra executives there. It was the first time that our new owners were there. And obviously, they're not the owners because it is a public company. But Scott Hudson, who's the president of retail operations, and Sydney Seeger, who's the chief marketing officer for Vistra. They were both there. They were great at answering questions. Vice president for Ambit, Daryl Starkweather, and Eric Johnstone, they were both there and answering questions. So it was such a great vision into the future of Ambit and what's possible. And I am super, super excited about our future and what's going to be unfolding over the next few weeks, months, years. And if you're not already going hot and heavy with the promotion that they extended, I definitely think it would be wise to get finish out your year strong and take advantage of that promotion. But I was thinking and reflecting tonight on, you know, we're moving into the holidays, and I know a lot of you are going to be with family you haven't normally seen in a while, and I started to think about some of the things I've learned over the years, and I actually had pulled out John Maxwell's 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth to kind of go through with you a little bit. It's an oldie but goodie. It's one of my most favorite books. It's one of my books that I do not lend out to anybody. I actually have a few copies that I'll give people, or I'll loan those, and if they lose it, they lose it. But I don't lend that one out. And when I was pulling that out, I actually pulled a few books that I thought would be really great information for you. I thought I was going to just go through the one book, The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth, but there's a few books that I just wanted to hit on briefly because I feel like it's a good time for some of you to read it, especially as we're moving into the holidays. I know some of you are very excited to talk to people in your life about Ambit that you don't normally see, which is awesome and great. I do urge you not to be that weird cousin or that weird uncle or that weird niece that all goes chatterbox about Ambit. You really just want to find out what is happening with people and ask them, you know, maybe this is a good time for you to revisit looking at Ambit, or, you know what, I think I might have a solution for you. Let me get your contact information. Let's chat next week. Let's chat tomorrow. You know, probably during Thanksgiving dinner is not the time to show the video. Maybe after dinner, it might be appropriate for you to pull aside and show someone the video. In some rare circumstances, everybody may want to see the video, and you just pop it in and plug into the TV and do it. But you've got to listen for what's happening in the environment. You know, I did training with a company called Landmark Education years ago, and they always talk about listen to the listening. So how are people listening? Where are people listening from? And you've got to listen for that. It's always in the unspoken. It's always in what people aren't saying. So you just have to be really aware of that. And it's part of, you know, emotional intelligence. And if you've never read, I don't remember what that emotional, I'll have to look for it. There's an emotional intelligence book that I do highly recommend, but the name is fleeting to me. If someone knows what that is, it's about your EQ, text it to me. But the one book I did pull that I thought would be really useful for some of you is one of my favorites. It is a Christian book, but there, whether you're Christian or not, there's a lot of great insight in it. And it's called the 4-8 Principle. And it's based on Philippians 4-8. And it's about having a joy-filled life. So Philippians 4-8 is whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is good, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, whatever is of good report, think on these things. And it's all about what you think about. And one of the things that, and it really is about training your mind and being very cautious about what you put in your mind so that you can be prepared for what comes at you. in life, because the reality is life comes at you. And a lot of times you're not prepared for life coming at you because you've not fed your mind and you're not prepared for life coming at you. But one of the principles that I really got out of the 4-8 principle that has been so invaluable for me, that will be invaluable for some of you as you move into Thanksgiving, and some of you may be apprehensive about being around family or friends that you don't normally see all the time. They talk about treating, and this is probably not exactly how they say it in the book, but this is my extrapolation, interpretation of it, and it's been a few years since I read it last, and I've read it multiple times, this book. But they talk about the Oreo principle, or a biohazard principle. If you know you're going to be going into a difficult situation, and it could very well be Thanksgiving, what you want to do is plan for and schedule a really great experience so that you're full and you're fed emotionally before you go into that, and immediately, as soon as you can, right after that situation, that you schedule another opportunity where you're getting filled and you're getting fed. And so what happens is that trying situation is sandwiched between two events where you're getting fueled and you're getting fed. So it might be, you know, you're going to Thanksgiving and your family is so not supportive of your ambient energy business and you struggle in that arena, and that happens. Or maybe your family's supportive, but there's that one cousin or that one brother or that one person, or it has nothing to do with ambient and it's just a relationship that's been toxic or it's been strained. Whatever the case may be, I know that happens out there for a lot of people. So what you want to do is schedule something on Wednesday that's going to fuel and feed you. And it could be reading. It could be listening to certain music. It could be having lunch with somebody that you know. It could be watching particular shows that just, you know, lighten you. And then immediately after that, it could be that same night, it could be the next day, you want to schedule something else that's going to feed you and fuel you during that time. So that's the 4-8 principle. And I just really want to encourage you guys to pick that up and read that. And then the other book that I grabbed is one that one of my mentors has me reading all the time. It's As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. And one of the things that she has us do, and she's had us do, is on different occasions, she'll have us write out a chapter a day for like weeks at a time. Because when you do that, you actually see things in that chapter you hadn't seen before. And, you know, the 4-8 principle is all about whatever you put in, and then the Think As a Man Thinketh is all about what you think about all those things. So it's very important that what you feed your mind is good, and then what you're thinking about it is also good. And so I love the chapter on the thought factor in achievement. And in that thought, it talks about achievement is much more than just your actions. It's about your thoughts. So if you've not read that book, As a Man Thinketh by James Allen, I do highly recommend you get that and you read it, and that be part of your arsenal in training your mind and your thought. And every person who's ever in direct sales should read that or be studying it. And it is a very heady book. There is a lot of information, and it's a super, super small book. I do not recommend you just read through and breeze through very, very quickly, which you can because it is a small book. I do recommend that you read it slowly, you digest it, you get a friend to read it with you, you discuss it, and you apply things in that book. So very, very important that that is part of your regimen. I always tell people that Ambit Energy is really a personal growth and development program with a really great compensation plan. So in order for you to grow your business and get better, you have to get better. And the only way for you to get better is for you to invest in yourself. So for me, I've been running 90 to nothing for a long time. And this week for me, because it typically, historically, is a slower week in Ambit, I'm spending this time to follow up on a lot of prospects that I've had, reach out to people I hadn't seen in a long time, plant seeds, and also fuel myself, because we're moving into winding down the end of the year, which can be fast and furious, and then we typically run fast and furious at the beginning of the year. So I'm spending this time fueling myself, which is another great book that I love, which is called Leading on Empty by Wayne Cordero. And that book is all about leading when you're completely empty and tapped out emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually. And during this season, I'm going to fuel myself back up doing some things that I enjoy. And one of the things I really enjoy that I don't do very much is watch funny movies. And for some of you that know me, you know I never watch movies. So it is like a rare thing that I get to watch a funny movie, and so I'm adding that back to my monthly regimen to fuel me. So I want you to look and see what provides energy for you, because I think a lot of times, especially as network marketers who have a full-time job, who have a family that has responsibilities, maybe you volunteer or maybe your kids have sports and they're in activities, and you just seem like you're running, and you forget that you have things you got to get fueled up, and you keep running on empty, and you forget to get gas. And instead of, when you run out of gas for your own body, instead of going to the gas station, you try to carry your car. You try to carry your car and keep running rather than, oh, let me go to the gas station and gas up. You know, intuitively for us, when we're driving our car, when we get close to running out of gas, we go to the gas station, we fill up. But for us as human beings, when we start to run out of gas, we just rally. We rally and we figure it out and we just take a little power nap and then we go. And instead of really fueling up, we get a little bit of gas and just enough to get us going to the next time. And then we're tapped out just as quickly as we just did that quick little refueling. So Leading on Empty is a great, great book for that. And then I'm actually in the middle of Robert Morris's book called Take the Day Off. And obviously, a lot of you know I'm a woman of faith. And it's about taking a Sabbath. It's about taking one day out of seven to rest and refuel. And I have never done that in my entire life, and I just started doing it. I've got two Sabbaths down, and I'm not great at it. Like, literally, I have to make myself not think about work or building or what I have, task lists and things to do. Like, I feel like the two Sabbaths that I've done, because I have no practice in it, I have no muscle for it, it has taken me so much work to just relax, because I don't know how to. Like, I literally can't shut it off. And so that's the book I'm using right now to just refuel myself and get into that next motion. And then I grabbed another book off the bookcase, which is The Butterfly Effect by Andy Andrews, and it's How Your Life Matters. And I remember, I don't remember which ambition it was, but Chris Chambliss did an amazing speech alongside of this about a lot of the content in the book, because he talks about Chamberlain. And I don't know if you guys remember that, and it's some of you that have been around a long time. And it's when he did the speech on charge. And I think it was 2011, but I'm not positive. And you can look that up. But he talks about Chamberlain and having people fix their bayonets. But I want to read a little bit about this butterfly effect, because I just want to encourage a few of you in what you're doing. And this is just a little bit about what the butterfly effect is about. In 1963, Edward Lorenz presented a hypothesis to the New York Academy of Science. His theory, stated simply, was that a butterfly could flap its wings and set molecules of air in motion, which would move other molecules of air, in turn moving more molecules of air, eventually capable of starting a hurricane on the other side of the planet. Lorenz and his ideas were literally laughed out of the conference. What he had proposed was ridiculous. It was preposterous, but it was fascinating. Therefore, because the idea's charm and intrigue, the so-called butterfly effect became a staple of science fiction, remaining for decades a combination of myth and legend, spread only by comic books and bad movies. So imagine the scientific community's shock and surprise when more than 30 years after the possibility was introduced, physics professors working from colleges and universities worldwide came to the conclusion that the butterfly effect was authentic, accurate, and viable. So you may be in a place in your business and in your life with your family and your community and your friends where what you're proposing about financial freedom and time freedom sounds like the butterfly effect. Sounds like asking someone to save money on a bill that they're already paying for is like a preposterous idea that is not going to give you financial freedom. And it may sound ridiculous. And then maybe if you do it enough, one day it's going to be an actual viable hypothesis, like a viable conclusion, and it's authentic, accurate, and viable. And so I just want to encourage you, that book changed how I viewed little things, because what you do today can have a butterfly effect for the future. So those were a few books that I wasn't planning on sharing about, because I was actually going to my shelf to pick up John Maxwell's The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. And I'll tell you, this is probably my favorite personal growth and development book, because it is personal growth and development 101. It's just 101, a very, somebody said that Chris's book was 2012, or Chris's speech was in 2012. I just got that message from somebody. But back to The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. Sorry, I'm jumping around. John Maxwell did an event, and I hate that he didn't write the year, but he did a power trip, and it wasn't really a power trip. It was the two power trips in the spring and in the fall, that instead of the usual power trip that we have, where we have training on Saturday, John Maxwell trained on the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. And this was before he had this book published. So the book was published, let me tell you. I got it out right now. I don't know. The book was published in 2012. So it must have been the 2011 power trips that he did this. But one of the things that that I got in his book was just how simple personal growth is. But the most important part about personal growth is that it has to be intentional. You have to be intentional about your growth. So the first law is the law of intentionality. Growth doesn't just happen on its own. You actually have to make it happen. That's why I'm telling you about all these books that I've read, that I reread, that I go back to. And maybe those books won't resonate with you today, and maybe it's something you write down for future. But if you ask enough people, there's always a book to read. And I know a lot of people ask me, you know, what's a good book to read? And I usually ask them, what are you dealing with? So it's what's good for me and what's been good for me may not be good for you today in the season that you're in right now. But if you've never read any kind of personal growth before, The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth is always a great book to start. And I always say, listen, it doesn't matter what area you're trying to grow in, it will bleed in all areas of your life. So if you're struggling with one of your kids, or you're struggling in your relationship or your marriage, read a book about that, because that's what you're dealing with. But what will naturally occur is, because you're looking at that area and because you're intentional about the conversations you're having, the way you're thinking, the way you're approaching things, you start to become more aware in all the areas of your life. Your eyes start to be opened up, and then you start to look around and see things that you don't normally see in ways that you don't normally see them. So my recommendation is just get to reading. And Audible counts. And somebody told me Audible doesn't count because that's not reading. It counts. You're getting new information and you're feeding your mind. So whatever way you want to feed your mind is fine. A lot of you commute a long distance. Get an Audible account. It's the best investment that you can invest in for yourself, and you can deduct that as a business expense because you are learning. So the law of intentionality is, growth doesn't just happen. So I'm going to kind of skip through a few of the different laws, and I'm actually reading and pulling things from my original notes that I took when John Maxwell trained us back in 2011, because they're still applicable. I literally took the notes out of my notepad and I put them in my book, and I've got them highlighted and starred different things that are important. So the reason why you really want to grow is this law. So he says that if you are a five leader, you're going to attract fours, threes, twos, and ones. Five leaders never attract sevens or eights. They never attract sevens or eights. You're only going to attract the people who are below you in leadership. That's not to say that you're not going to sponsor people who are more advanced than you in leadership, but people are not going to allow you to lead them if you're not growing and growing to that level. So one of the things that I learned early on is that as a leader, nobody chooses who follows them. No leader chooses who follows them. And John Maxwell always says, you know, if you think you're a leader and no one's following you, you're not a leader. You're just on a walk. You're just on a walk because no one's following you. But 100%, everybody chooses who leads them. So who do you allow to mentor you? Who do you allow to lead you? Who you're following? You choose that person. So choose wisely. Choose the people whose life you want to emulate, whose relationships you want to emulate, whose success you want to emulate, who speaks the way you want to speak, who interacts with people the way you want to interact with people. So there's mentors all around, and you don't have to find mentors just in Ambit. John Maxwell is one of my mentors, you know. Tony Robbins is one of my mentors. Andy Andrews is one of my mentors. You know, I have a great friend of mine, Chris Parker, who's one of my mentors, you know. So you have to choose your mentors wisely, people who can pull you up to the next level, who you're going to allow to challenge you and who you're going to allow to be an iron sharpening iron. You know, one of my pastors used to say, you know, the anvil of life is going to strike you. You can either wait to be striked by the anvil and sharpen you, or you can throw yourself against the anvil. The only difference is when you throw yourself against the anvil, you know what's coming. You know what's coming. You're prepared for the iron sharpening iron. When you wait until the hammer hits you, you don't know when it's coming. And then you have to brace yourself. So my recommendation is throw yourself against the anvil and start sharpening yourself. Start putting yourself in a place where you're getting better, where you're being a demand for coaching, where you're a demand for correction. And there is a difference between correction and coaching. You know, a lot of times people come in this business and they want to have success, but they don't want to be coached. They don't want to be corrected. You're never going to have the kind of success you want to have if you never want to be coached and you never want to be corrected. You attract who you are, not who you want. And you're only as good as the people you get, which is so true in network marketing. So if you want to grow a huge team, you got to get some quality leaders, and then you have to be a quality leader. One thing he said is you can tell you're on the road to success because it's uphill all the way. And I love this quote. So it's by Bruce Springsteen, a great philosopher, okay? A time comes when you need to stop waiting for the man you want to become and start being the man you want to be. So literally, no matter where you are, you can alter who you're being in this moment. And I'm not saying it's easy. It is very hard, but you can alter that. And I'm going to tell one on myself. So if you're in my inner circle, you know I'm loyal to a fault. But you also know that I am intense to a fault, and I expect a lot to a fault. And I can be all of that rolled up in one, and sometimes it's very unpleasant for the people around me. So one of the things that I've been working on is to dial down my intensity. So I have great passion, and I care a lot about people, but sometimes my intensity does not work. In fact, tonight I was very intense with my daughter and future son-in-law, and there was no love present. And so I have to dial that back. And so one of the things, and I know it's hard because sometimes I'm being that way and I know I don't want to be that way, but the train is moving at a fast pace and I cannot stop that train. I don't know how. Even though in the moment I think I don't want to be this way, I know I can be a different way, there are times where I literally don't know how to stop it. So I have empowered the people around me that love me to say a code word that would jolt me out. And for me, and especially between me and Richard, that word is giraffe. And it doesn't have anything to do with anything. There are not giraffes in our yard. There are not giraffes in our community. We don't have giraffe things. We don't like giraffe print. It is just a oddball word that is supposed to trigger me to shift. And it usually gets a laugh. And so sometimes Richard will say, man, wow, your neck looks really long. Or he'll say, wow, is the air thin up there? Or can you see better when you're up that high? And he says something to kind of make me, oh, okay, I got it. I'm being that way. And it jolts me so that I can, in that instance, shift who I'm being. And so in the moment, for anybody at any time, you can shift who you're being, whether it be with your relationships or your business or your life. You can literally say, okay, hold on. Let me just rewind that a moment. Let me start all over. Let me do a do-over. And there's no shame in doing it. So in your business, maybe you've been a particular way with your team or your upline, and it's not been good, and you want to redo that relationship, and you want to start fresh. Well, you can change that at any moment. And you can there's no shame in letting people know, I've struggled with this area, and I'm working on this area. And I think people have respect for people who can say that, who can be honest with the areas that they're working in. So I just want to encourage you in that. Phrase. So let me see. So that goes in line with law number two, which is the law of awareness. You must know yourself to grow yourself. So law, I'm going to skip around to some of the laws. So law number three is law of the mirror. And for me, this was kind of a tough law to hear about. Because the law of the mirror says, how we see ourselves is how we treat ourselves. Self-image is the lid on your potential. You cannot perform consistently in a manner inconsistent with how we see ourselves. So let me read that again. You cannot perform consistently in a manner inconsistent with how we see ourselves. Now, I have done a lot of personal growth. I have spent 20 years doing personal growth and development. I've probably spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in seminars, books, CDs, mentoring, relationships, coaching. And even though I've come such a long way, even me reading that right now, there are some things that I want in my future, but the self-image I have today is not a match for that future happening. So I encourage you to constantly be working on yourself, to expand who you see yourself as. And it's so important to get around people who see more in you than you see of yourself. Because one of the things I learned when I was doing a lot of work with Landmark Education is that your community has more to say about you than you say about yourself. Your community can see things in you that you don't necessarily see about yourself, because it's hard to see the tree through the forest, or the forest through the trees, whatever that is. But so I just want to encourage you in that this is the place where you want to be around people who are like-minded. That's why there are people who just love being in Ambit, because they're getting a breath of fresh air. They're hearing from people that they hadn't heard before, and they're experiencing themselves in a way they hadn't experienced themselves before. And one last thing before we wrap up the call. I'm not going to go through all the laws, because you got to get the book, and you got to read the book. And you got to study the book, and you got to highlight the book just like I did, and you got to live it, okay? So this quote is something that I have starred and highlighted and referenced and read, and I think it's just, for me, it just really resonates, and I think about it often, because I look at where I've come and where I want to be and how much more I want to go and what do I need to do to shift. Because it can be really easy to move from one season to the next, from one year to the next, from one decade to the next, just repeating everything over and over and over again. So this is This is inside the law of the ladder, which the law I don't remember what the law of the ladder said. I think it's character growth determines the height of your personal growth. So it's really growing your character. But I don't know who this author is, because he's a playwright and an author. It's J.M. Barrie, B-A-R-R-I-E. But I'm going to read this quote twice so that you can kind of get it. The life of every man is a diary in which he means to write one story and writes another. In his humblest hour is when he compares the volume as it is with what he hoped to make it. You know, I hear about a lot of people who, you know, they come close to the end of their life and they have a lot of regrets about things they wish they had done, things they wish they experienced, relationships they wish they had fostered. And you can't make that up, right? But we all will have that day, and maybe we have several days of it, where we literally experience this quote. And I'm going to read it again. So it's by J.M. Barrie, which is B-A-R-R-I-E, if you want to look it up. The life of every man is a diary in which he means to write one story and writes another. In his humblest hour is when he compares the volume as it is with what he hoped to make it. So maybe one of the things you're looking at is your Amba Energy business. We're coming to the close of 2019, and it is by no stretch of the imagination over. We still have over 1/12 of the year left. So do not think that this is over. This is part of the sowing and planting season. It's part of our business. So don't think that, okay, Thanksgiving, Christmas, okay, well, I'm just going to wind down and wait till simulcast. You do that, you've literally wasted a sixth of your year every year. So do not do that. But if you're in that place where you're thinking about your business and thinking about what you've done and what you've not done, now's the time to kick it in gear. Vistra has put so much money on the table for us to take advantage of as much opportunity as possible. And if you're not, when you compare the volume as it is with what you hope to make it, you're not going to like that comparison too much. So if you want that comparison to be congruent, to have what you made it with what it is to be far more than what you hope to make it, then you got to get busy. You got to start building something. You got to get moving. You got to get in action. And so I just implore you guys to get after it and get in action so that you can have everything you want to have. And that's why, you know, Ambit's put all this money on the table. And if you're not already registered for simulcast that's coming up in January, get yourself registered. And if you're within 6 hours of driving distance, definitely you need to get yourself to the live event. But if you're within 12 hours of a live event, get yourself to a live event. Do not watch online. There is something spectacular and special that happens when you're in a group of people at a live event experiencing what there is to experience. You cannot experience that. I can put you on virtual, like whatever that is, where you put the headsets on and you experience it on a roller coaster. And you can kind of feel that, but it's not going to be the same as getting on an actual roller coaster, hearing everything, hearing the clanking of the roller coaster on the rails three-dimensionally, hearing people screaming three-dimensionally, feeling wind and all that in your hair. Having your stomach turn, you can't replicate that. So just like that, you can't replicate being at the live event. So you gotta make sure you're at the live event. So with that, get all those books, read something, feed your mind, grow yourself, stretch yourself, be around people who will call you forth and allow people to mentor and develop you. So we will be here next week, even though it is Thanksgiving weekend. We will be here calling in 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 11 a.m. Japan Standard Time on Monday. So make sure you get your team on the call, because it does make a difference. I'm going to unmute the line so everyone can say goodnight.
Thank you so much for that information. This is what I
thank you.
Thank you,
Mary. That was an amazing call. Mike Moran.
Have a good night.
Boom.
Thank you, Mary.
Very
so
good
much.
Call.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Mary. Blanca Rodriguez from Aurora, Illinois. Thank you very much for the information. Great book.
Happy Thanksgiving, Mary and family. And everybody.
Thank you, Mary.
Great call, Mary. Thank you so much. Barbara and Frank George.
Thank you for the value, Mary. Excellent.
Happy Mary. Happy Thanksgiving to each
so much.
Happy each and everyone.
The country there. Brian from Connecticut.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary. Carolyn from